Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Welcome back to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Steve Gamlin here. Today we're talking about the power of conversation. Subtitle: Pork Chops, Voodoo Dolls, and Powerball. Wherever you find yourself today, you can enjoy a positive conversation, even if you're alone. When was the last time you actually said something nice to yourself in the mirror? One of the greatest gifts I received from my dad is the gift of gab. He could find himself in just about any given situation and strike up a conversation. I am most honored to be in possession of that gift. It rears its chatty head often, sometimes with very funny results. What I have discovered is that this ability to inject myself into the world verbally often has a positive impact on those around me, even if it simply serves to get people laughing. Last Sunday, while I was on a grocery recon mission, my wife Tina was perusing jars in the marinade aisle when I returned from my steak tip selection from the butcher. Knowing that we'd burned through much of our collection recently, I pointed to an Applewood smoke selection and commented how much we'd enjoyed it while grilling pork chops in the past. And then it happened. "Excuse me? I've just started eating pork again. May I ask how you grill your pork chops?" That was the moment when, just like the warm glow of the fridge when you open the door, my brain light turned on. "Sure. I usually let them marinate overnight. Then I get the grill preheated to about 400 degrees. Then I lay them on the top rack on some nonstick foil. This lets them cook a bit without the flavor burning off. After about 10 minutes, I'll flip them over. Another 5 minutes, bring them down to the lower part of the grill to sear them a little bit." Her response was, "Wow, that sounds great. I'll try that." Of course, I couldn't let it go without some humor, telling her, "Hey, and if it doesn't come out good, get a voodoo doll that looks like me and whack it on the noggin with your tongs." She erupted with laughter and then admitted, "Actually, someone did give me a voodoo doll recently, and it freaked me out, so I put it away in the closet." Now, I was the one laughing as I replied, "Well, if it comes out good, buy that voodoo doll a Powerball ticket." Now, by this point, even the people who were walking by couldn't help but notice the bubbling positive energy spilling across aisle two as they smiled, passing through. I have no idea if they were having a good day or not. I have no idea if they're enjoying healthy, happy lives or not. What I do know is that in that moment, they got to enjoy front row seats to a comical conversation between a pair of random strangers who weren't afraid to open up and share their energy for a few minutes. I love that. Even more, I love being one of the people in the show. This is why I try to inject light, laughter, and fun conversation wherever I go. So how do I do it? I pay attention. I see people. I see situations. And I treat life like a caption contest, always having a comment brewing in my mind. Does everyone engage with me? Nope. Some people just ignore me or tell me, and yes, this has happened, "You're weird." And I am so cool with that. Because when my energy, like a verbal volleyball, does get returned over the net, as it did with the voodoo doll Powerball lady, it's a beautiful thing. So how can you get a volley of verbal goodness started today? Step one, be aware of what's happening around you. Step two, be willing to let your voice be heard. Step three, start by simply paying someone a compliment. "Hey, I like your hat." Step four, find something beautiful or funny to comment on. You might just make someone's day, because we never know if they're having a good one or a bad one. As Paul McCartney sang so beautifully in Hey Jude, take a sad song and make it better. Now, I've been part of situations at the other end of the rainbow, during which the stress level was high, emotions were boiling over, and tensions were mounting. And I helped defuse potentially explosive outcomes with a carefully placed humorous comment. De-escalating a group of people from scalding down to simmer? Priceless. I simply acknowledged at the time the tap dancing elephant in the room before it got any bigger. How could you open up today and let your voice ring out in such a way that it brings joy, laughter, or even the tiniest smile to a situation? There's a magic in it, and it may just create a much needed ripple that travels outward in every direction, affecting the lives of those who hear it and those who care to repeat it. And the life it impacts the most in a beautiful way may be yours. If you're struggling to see how you could possibly add positive energy like this, but you really want to, my team and I have created a program that helps you not only see where you want to be, but also help you to build the plan and the muscles to get there. Visit us at motivationalfirewood.com. We even have a special masterclass to help you see this desired outcome and then make your way to making that your reality. Until next time, my friends, Steve Gamblin here, signing off from the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Take care, be well, and keep on sharing your best energy with the world around you.